too.
Oh.
Yo, repair associate, our music machine.
I think I can fix it. I'm the repair associate.
No, don't touch that. I'm not broken there. Try down here. No, down here.
Oh, I give up. Let me go back to sleep.
Scram! Can't you see I'm busy trying to fix my truck?
Oh,
come
can
on,
we stay
Mac.
And watch? We'll be quiet, we promise.
All right. You can stay, but don't touch anything, all right? Don't touch anything.
Okay.
All right.
Look, guys! I wonder what this is! Should we pull it?
Can't you read? It says caution. Do not touch. And besides, Maxwell does not touch anything.
You know how weird adults are. It's probably no big deal.
Hey, don't do that! No!
Thing like that, I like to see that.
Sounds weird to me.
Wonder what's wrong with it. Maybe Matt could fix it. He's a mechanic, and then we could try it.
Oh no, 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 no. I can't even fix my stupid old truck. I'll never be able to fix a contraption
like
that.
Oh, please, yeah.
Just for us. You fixed the snowblower last week.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Oh. Mac, the machine told me to look down here, but I don't know where to start.
No, start down there. I think that might do it. Let's give it a try. Let's see if it works.
Music machine, like no contraption.
Put it in.
alive.
I wish that I could stop. I'd have more time for candy bars. better way to go. So I think I'll try to control myself.
Thank you.
We're back in the garage.
Wow. Maybe we were dreaming. But if we were, that was a cool dream.
I wasn't dreaming. I've got magic dust in my hair.
I wasn't dreaming. I got a balloon.
Oh, yeah. I remember the balloon tree. And we were singing.
Did I sing a solo?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was good.
Yeah, the ones with the funky hair.
The little ones were cute. The big one was cool.
Yeah, one of them looked like my sister.
Yeah, weird. Do you think we could go back there?
Hey, maybe I should pull the lever.
Hold it. The dinner bell's ringing, and so we got to go to dinner. But you can come back tomorrow, maybe, and help me work on the truck. As long as you promise not to touch anything.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Right.
Bye.
See you tomorrow. Bye. All right.
Here, Michael, have a piece of my candy.
Thanks. Wait for me, my shoe is untied.
Jen and I really enjoyed working with the young people. And would like to give them all a flower.
Ian, that's for you. Dean.
Ian, really?
And a green one. It's just great the amount of talent that these young people have. And I think a lot of young people have talent, and I hope when you leave Holden, Holden being a place that allows you to use your talent, I hope when you leave that you'll still be able to use it and keep working with it.
I wanted to say a little bit about how hard the kids have worked. We started working on this in early November, learning the music, and then started to put it together probably two and a half weeks ago. And they have put in more hours than you can imagine. Hours practicing the music, hours working really, really hard on stage directions with Robert and Jan, and practices that I think sometimes felt really long. But they remained really positive and had a lot of fun with it, I think. I also want everybody to know that when we started this production, all we had was the music. We had a little songbook with all the songs, and that was all. No stage directions, no script, no set ideas, nothing. So we really started from scratch, and the kids have put a lot of themselves and a lot of their own creativity into it, as well as some of the lyrics to the songs were their own. The song about peace was written from Ian's peace poem. There was another song, I don't remember which one, which they added lyrics about life at Holden Village. Let's see, what else? And then the script itself. Deborah wrote us a framework script. And then as we started working with that framework, the kids would come up with ideas, and Deb came and helped us with some ideas, and it's evolved every day, probably today still. So it's been kind of a long creative process that I think has been unique too, because they've gotten to really create it. So that's been fun. And it's been a lot of fun to work with them. So I have really enjoyed that, and want to acknowledge their hard work and their talent too. They want to say thanks to some people as well. This was a huge cooperative endeavor. I couldn't believe it when we started talking about the page on the program and everybody we needed to list and say thanks to. Lots and lots of help. So, Maybe's going to start, I think. You want to get a flower and start?
I want to give a flower to my mom for helping on the set. I'd like to give a flower to Carl and Sally for helping with the set and the coffee bar. And I'd like to give one to my mom for helping with the props.
All for Jeanette for choreography, wherever she is.
Stand up, Jeanette.
There's the bubble.
And then for Pam for the set. And Karen for directing the music.
I'd like to give one to Carl Fahrenwald for helping with details on the set. And Deborah, wherever she is, for help usher in.
Oh.
And I'd like to give one to Kevin Hathaway for helping with the lights.
Okay, I'd like to give one to Wendy Lockwood for set, and which color do you want?
Pink.
Oh, of course.
What kind of pink? Here.
That's great.
Back there.
Okay, and I'd like to give another one,
to Kirk for acting.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I wanted. Oh, Bryce, did you get one? This is yours.
Andy and Whiting.
And then there's Doug Wold, who wrote a lot of our script, and he's not here, but he did our script. Well, I want to give one to my mom for directing and letting me do her hair. And one to the kitchen, where's Juliet, for the formal dinner. And Jeannie already got hers, but for singing.
I'd like to give one for my dad for technical assistance. And I'd like to give one to Ed Nilsson for filming. You can come down and get this. Ryan here. Okay, and this is for Brian for just assistance with props and just about everything else.
Okay, one for Robert for directing, and one for Janet for makeup.
And directing.
Yo!
And directing.
Yo!
I'll give one to Vicky for helping with the everything. And one to Dave for whistling.
I think that's everybody. Thank you.